AP News, I'm Jackie Quinn. USA! The presidential candidates are still furiously campaigning in battleground states on this final weekend before the election. Our Julie Walker reports.
Republican Donald Trump asking voters in Pennsylvania to again make him leader of what he calls a failed nation, unleashing a profane, conspiracy-laden rant, asserting U.S. elections are not legitimate.
It's a crooked country, and we're going to make it straight.
Democrat Kamala Harris at a Michigan church.
What kind of country do we want for our children and our grandchildren?
The candidates continue crisscrossing the country, especially swing states.
Harris addressed Trump's claims the election systems are flawed, calling it a tactic to discourage voting.
Suggesting to people that if they vote, their vote won't matter.
A string of twisters tore through the Oklahoma City area during the overnight hours, destroying a handful of homes. Fire Battalion Chief Scott Douglas.
Some residentials and commercial properties. Our initial response was pretty tough due to the torrential downpour.
He says a couple was injured when their mobile home was flipped over by the winds. There are thousands of power outages in central Oklahoma. In Michigan, four people were killed and over a dozen injured in Saturday's crash near Weberville involving a semi-truck. The Israeli military says it's carried out a raid into Syria, taking a person they believe is involved in Iranian networks. New concerns about an Iranian-American journalist being detained by Iran. Here's our Karen Chamas.
The imprisonment of Reza Valizadeh, acknowledged to the Associated Press by the U.S. State Department, came as Iran marks the 45th anniversary of the American embassy takeover.
Winners of the New York Marathon, Adi Negehi of the Netherlands, and women's winner Sheila Chepkarui. This is AP News. The presidential race parodied on SNL.
I'm Archie Zaraletta with an entertainment update. Maya Rudolph's portrayal of Vice President Kamala Harris on Saturday Night Live surprised the audience when she talked to herself in a mirror and the real Harris talked back. Harris made an unscheduled stop in New York between campaign appearances. Rapper Young Thug is a free man after he pleaded guilty to gang, drug, and gun charges in a racketeering case in Georgia. He must abide by a long list of conditions for his probation, or else he will have to serve 20 years in prison.
Yeah, 360, when you're in the mirror, do you know what you see?
The word of the year is brat, according to Collins Dictionary, defined as characterized by a confident, independent, and hedonistic attitude. It came into popular use after singer Charlie XCX called her album Brat. Collins officials say Brat Summer became one of the most talked about phrases of 2024. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm Jackie Quinn, AP News.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.